This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian authorities have launched an investigation into a video purportedly showing the beheading of a Ukrainian soldier by Russian forces. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The video is the latest in a list of accusations of atrocities said to have been committed by Russia since it invaded in February 2022. The video circulating online appears to show a man in green fatigues wearing a yellow armband, typically donned by Ukrainian fighters. His screams are heard before another man in camouflage uses a knife to decapitate him. A third man holds up a flak jacket, apparently belonging to the man being beheaded. All three men speak in Russian. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the violence in the latest video would not be forgotten and that Russian forces would be held responsible. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba Thursday urged Western nations to develop a consistent Black Sea strategy to push out Russia from the region. Speaking to a conference on Black Sea security in Romania, Kuleba said Russia has always had such a strategy, one he called aggressive and barbaric.
It is time to work out a comprehensive security network for all nations of the region that feel threatened by the maniac on the loose. It's time to turn Black Sea into what the Baltic Sea has become, a sea of NATO.
A Kremlin spokesperson responded by saying the Black Sea will never be a sea of NATO. North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile Thursday, prompting evacuation warnings in Japan. Emergency alerts sounded on Japan's northern island of Hokkaido following a North Korean missile launch. Japanese officials later said the missile fell into the sea between Korea and Japan. This is North Korea's third ICBM launch this year. This is VOA News. The Sudanese military is warning of potential clashes with Sudan's powerful Rapid Support Forces, or the RSF paramilitary force. The army says the RFS has deployed troops in the capital and elsewhere across the country. Tensions between the military and RSF have been on the rise in recent months, causing a UN-backed agreement between political parties to set the country back on a path toward democracy to be delayed. Nisreen El-Saim, a young pro-democracy activist in the capital Khartoum, tells VOA's Carol Van Dam that the latest military tensions are coming from Omar al-Bashir loyalists who do not support the Sudan framework agreement.
Any agreement that doesn't guarantee the coming back of the previous regime, they are against because they are the previous regime.
Meanwhile, protesters opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular pension reform marched Thursday in cities and towns around France. These demonstrators in Paris are on the metro before gathering outside Fashion House LVMH headquarters. French unions were set to stage new nationwide protests Thursday on the eve of an expected ruling by a top constitutional body that they hope will derail President Macron's proposal to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. U.S. President Joe Biden is on day two of a four-day visit to Ireland. He met with the Prime Minister, and he also met with the President of Ireland, Michael Higgins. At that time, he took part in the ringing of the peace bell and a tree planting ceremony. He's preparing to address Irish Parliament. A severe tropical cyclone lashed the northwest Australian coast with strengthening winds and increasing rain Thursday, as authorities warned the population to prepare for destructive gusts of up to 275 kilometers per hour. That's 170 miles per hour. People are preparing the area. Ilsa is expected to cross the coast by early Friday, according to Australia's Bureau of Meteorology. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities have launched an investigation into a video purportedly showing the beheading of a Ukrainian soldier by Russian forces. For more on these and any stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.